This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 360 and three quarters, down 5. December corn, 371 and a half, down 5 and a half. March corn, 385, down 5 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1115 and a half, up 13. November soybeans, 1057 and three quarters, up 5 and three quarters. January soybeans, 1066 and a half, up 5 and a half. September wheat, 542 and a half, down 8 and three quarters. December wheat, 554 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. March wheat, 573 and three quarters, down 9 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Big crop and favorable weather weakened corn prices. Soybeans found some strength in technical trading at the Board of Trade, and wheat values fell as political tensions eased between the Ukraine and Russia. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 351 to 369. Soybean bids are up 6 cents at 1129 to 1248. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids down 5 cents at 348 to 369, while soybean bids were 6 to 18 cents stronger at 1215 to 1268. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 5 cents lower at 351 to 369, soybean bids mostly 6 cents higher at 1168 to 1214, and the wheat bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 447 to 503. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 6 cents at 1283 to 1318. Basis ended steady, ranged from 225 to 260 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 462.10 to 477.10, which was $8.80 to $13.80 per ton higher, with basis up $5 to $10 per ton, ranging from 70 to 85 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at 378 to 391, with basis steady ranging from 17 to 30 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quartered producer corn bids mixed at 378 to 385. Basis also ended mixed range from 17 to 24 over September. Soybeans ended 6 to 11 cents stronger at 1138 to 1258, with basis steady to 5 cents higher ranging from 80 to 200 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 4 cents lower at 381 to 396. These same elevators raised their soybean prices mostly 6 cents with quotations at 1198 to 1248. Soft red winter wheat 8 to 20 cents lower on Monday ranged from 495 to 497, while the Milo ended 5 cents lower at 377 to 422. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 333 up to 342. New crop soybean bids 1008 to 1039. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 333 to 348. New crop soybean bids 1012 to 1037. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 337 to 352. With the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1019 up to 1041. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 151.60, up a dollar. October live cattle, 148.55, up 80 cents. December live cattle, 151.65, up 75 cents. August feeder cattle, 218.02, up 80 cents. September feeder cattle, 216.07, up 97 cents. October feeder cattle, 215.52, up $1.22. October lean hogs, 95.10, up 15 cents. December lean hogs, 88.87, down 17 cents. February lean hogs, 87.05, down 30 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.79 lower in the range of 94 to 103, with the weighted average carcass price of $101.50. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were $3 to $5 lower, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 75, 4 to 5 weights 74 to 80, 5 to 6 weights 77 to 83, and 6 weights and up 80 to 85. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $68 to $74. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,612 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, there was no reportable trade on a live basis, but steers were trading on a dress basis at $244 to $246, and heifers were $244 to $246. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 267 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $111.02, which was 78 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $255.10, that was 44 cents lower, and select carcasses were $246.57, and that was $1.81 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000. That compared to 375,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.76. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.50. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.67. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.50. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.16. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.39. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.05. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.39. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.61. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.76. Corn at Scottville is $3.67. Beans at Greenfield are $12.16, beans at Scottville are $12.05, and wheat at Scottville is $4.61. Equipment manufacturing company Deere will lay off more than 600 employees. The announcement on Friday came as the company appears to be facing demand slumps, according to the Associated Press. The layoffs will occur at 4 manufacturing facilities. Deere & Co. said in a news release Friday that to remain globally competitive, the company must align the size of its manufacturing workforce with market demands for products. Deere is the world's biggest farm equipment supplier. The company announced last week third quarter profits have dropped 15%. The Environmental Protection Agency has opened a criminal investigation of wastewater discharge from a Tyson Foods processing plant in Missouri. The EPA claims the wastewater from the Tyson plant in Monette, Missouri, allegedly caused a fish kill in a nearby stream, according to Meeting Place. This comes after the state filed a civil lawsuit against Tyson over the incident that alleges 6 violations in all and seeks penalties, compensation for damages, and reimbursement for investigation cost. If criminally charged by the EPA, Tyson may be subject to a fine and other relief, as well as government contract suspension and debarment. As many farmers are aware, there are projections for a bumper crop this year. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about some problems they may encounter when it comes to storage and transportation.
Well, I think the headline in the Wall Street Journal said it all when it said U.S. farmers are up to their ears in corn. Great play on whoever wrote that headline. You know, they
were waiting for that pun.
They deserve an award. But I mean, it's a real issue. I mean, it's a very, very big issue. A lot of people, a lot of groups we've been talking to, are trying or searching out, trying to source equipment and drivers in anticipation of, you know, what's going to be a massive of crop. I mean, again, they're talking 14 billion bushels. The big issue right now is that people are still trying to clean out bins from this past season. And so the real pressure has been getting the trucks to clear out the bins now in anticipation of what's coming down in the next month, 2 months or so, and where are we going to put it all? You know, that's a big issue. There's going to be a lot of grain on the ground, I'm afraid.
It really does come down to two main points, a storage issue and a transportation issue. And you touched on the storage. That looks like there's going to be a lot of grain on the ground. But also for transportation, we're short on drivers. We're short on trucks.
We're short on a lot of things. I mean, you know, the grain's moved by several means. Usually the first movement is by truck to the elevator, then the elevator either to the river terminal or to the rail terminal. Or, you know, it's picked up right there at the elevator. Well, we're short on trucks, we're short on drivers, but also we're seeing a kind of a shortage on rail equipment also, and the ability to be able to move it because there's so much being moved on by rail right now. You know, the big player in this thing has turned out to be like crude oil because of the fact that so much crude's coming out of the upper plains and they're moving it by rail. There's no pipeline up there, so you have to move it by rail. And that's taken up a lot of the capacity on the rail lines. This is an all-new ballgame. And what it means is that people are being very strategic on how they're moving that grain. You know, getting it to the river terminal is great. This year it's been different because of the fact that barge traffic hasn't been impeded by low water but by high water. And because of that, you know, we had portions of the Mississippi that were shut down to traffic for a while there because of the fact that it had such a high water. And, you know, if it's not one thing, it's the other. But people are going to have to find a way to get all this stuff down the river and get it headed south.
And we do need to get all of this old crop out of storage because it looks like we're heading for a really big new crop.
And, I mean, you talk right now. I mean, people are, you know, of course, with the way prices went, people are thinking, well, we'll hold on to it and we'll get something better for it, and not happening. I mean, it's, you know, the price is still hovering, $365 a bushel, and it's not getting any better. So they had to do something with it. They had to get it out. They had to move it. Capacity. At least local capacity, I suppose you could say, is limited. You know, you got to build in your transportation costs. You can only truck it so far, and, you know, because of the price issues there. And with price being so tight as it is right now, once again, I think we'll see a lot of storage, and a lot of people are going to sit on a lot of corn, and beans are going to be the same thing. I mean, beans are a good price. You know, if you get a decent price for beans, they may move a little bit better, but and then the contracts people have, you know, it all plays out. But right now, it's kind of like take some dice and throw them, because you're going to gamble no matter what you do this year.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. This past Saturday, as the Illinois State Fair wound up, there were the usual fair activities such as horse and cattle shows, but there was also a scholarship contest. The Superior Young Dairy Producer Contest took place Saturday morning. $5,000 scholarships are awarded to youth who compete in the contest. I spoke with Ashton Smithson from Farina, one of the scholarship winners.
Well, first there was the management part, which you had to answer like about 25 questions, and then next you had to do three different things. One was the feed portion, where you had to identify 10 or 11 different kinds of feeds. The next one was you had to identify different milking equipment, and then another one was you had to do a pedigree. You had to like answer questions about different cows and stuff. And then the final thing was judging, where you had to judge six different classes of cows.
And what was your favorite part of the contest, and what was the most difficult part of the contest, in your opinion?
My favorite part was the judging, and the most difficult part was the equipment.
And did you study for this contest, or is it just over years of experience with the dairy industry?
I've been practicing this contest since eighth grade. I think my eighth grade is the time you can, like, start practicing, or that's when I did. And then I've been doing it every year since then. Last year I won the skillathon part, and this year I got the overall part with the scholarship.
Well, congratulations. And what is your dairy background?
I live on a dairy farm in Fryn, Illinois. We milk about 50 cows and 50 we have 50 replacement heifers, and I work on the farm for Monday through Sunday.
And what breed do you have?
Holsteins.
All right, very good. Do you show?
Yes, I do.
Did you show at the state fair this year?
Yes, I did.
How'd you do?
Well, I didn't win, but I didn't place last in the junior.
Well, sometimes that's all that counts. Well, is there any final thoughts you want to add about the Superior Young Producer Contest before we go here?
I think it's just a lot of fun, and everybody involved in the dairy industry that comes to the state fair should try it out.
Again, that was Superior Young Dairy Producer Scholarship winner Ashton Smithson of Farina. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.